54. Riker, October 2170, Seoul. Final assembly. Two magical words that sent a thrill through me. Homer, Charles, Ralph, and I drifted a half kilometer from the two ships. We'd all agreed that it was pointless to be physically present when a video feed from a drone was every bit as good, but we'd done the agreeing while rushing to be here in time for the event. So much for logic. Even Colonel Butterworth had talked about taking one of the shuttles up to watch, but he'd eventually regained his senses. As the ships had approached completion, we deliberately adjusted construction resources to bring their status into sync. Both ships were now complete, except for the final connection of the drive rings to the hull.
"Damn, dude. We've actually done it."
Homer's voice was filled with the sense of awe that we all shared. For someone who grew up in the 20th and 21st century, this was by far the largest single engineering project ever undertaken. I couldn't help thinking of the Utopia Planitia scenes in the Star Trek movies when a starship was being constructed. This had much of the same flavor. I looked over at the summary window. Every UN delegate was online streaming the video. The UN had had a rare rush of common sense to the head and decided not to make speeches. I suspected that the fact that every single one of them would want to make a speech had figured into that. It would have worked out to about 8 hours of speeches. Kill me. And finally, the construction AMI reported that all connections were successful. The two colony ships, officially Exodus 1 and Exodus 2, were complete. I was surprised to find myself tearing up. Okay, maybe not all that surprised.
"So now what, Will?"
Julia was surrounded by several members of her family in the video window. Conversations with the famous ancestor had become a regular thing at the Hendricks household. There were always people entering and exiting the video window. I didn't mind at all. The sight of my sister's descendants made me feel real, much more than the VR could. Knowing that a piece of me had lived on was satisfying on a level that I couldn't come up with words to describe. It might not be quite like being a parent or grandparent, but it would certainly do as a next best. I popped up an inset list. System tests, integration tests, stress tests, and finally a shakedown cruise. Stuff happens, of course, but it should be pretty routine.
"And the third ship?"
Naturally, Julia was interested in that one. She and her family would all be on Exodus 3 along with the Spitz group. I had wrung that promise from Cranston before agreeing to his proposal. There was no reason for him to renege. The 300 or so people who couldn't fit on the third ship would be the first onto the fourth, and were guaranteed established homes when they arrived in Omicron Squared Eridani. Cranston had asked for volunteers, and surprisingly, he'd gotten them. I guess some people are happy to skip the hard work part. Julia sighed and smiled at me.
"Before you arrived, there was a general feeling that we might be the last generation of humanity. Some people were saying it was selfish to have more children. I'm glad it didn't turn out that way."
She hugged her son, Justin, one of the newest members of Clan Bob, sitting on her lap. Justin had no idea what was going on, but the pictures were pretty, and he loved his Uncle William. I made a face at him and he laughed. Justin Hendricks, Space Cadet.